Pearl Luke, and I'm reading from my novel, Madam Z. I have Z and her best friend, Nellie, in a greenhouse, and they're looking at some orchids, and they will be talking about Nellie's brother, Roger, at one point. Nellie moves several steps ahead of Z and slowly makes her way between raised beds. Look at this one. She points to a Catalatonia, a single flower in the bright, clear colors of watermelon and lemon. It's the purest simplicity. She tickles its middle with a small brush and then moves on to touch the brush to the center of another flower. Z just has to comment. They're a bit erotic, don't you think? Disarmingly so. I suppose you could say I just satisfied both the male and the female. Z shoots her a look. If only we were all so easily satisfied. Only under my skillful touch. Her skin is a perfect match with the almost translucent petals of a pale pink lelia, and Z notices the enticing fragrance of damp earth combined with subtle flowery undertones. She wonders if she has caught the scent of Nellie or the plants she tends. Either way, she registers an impulse to find the source and bury her nose in it. She draws nearer for a closer look at Nellie manipulating the center of each flower. And when they are both huddled over the same plant, she inhales deeply, trying to reclaim that wafting scent. As she inhales, her chest swells outward so that her bosom presses lightly into Nellie's. For an instant, neither woman breathes, and then the color intensifies on Nellie's cheeks. They stay close, pushing against each other ever so slightly. She doesn't want to move and break contact, but Nellie turns away suddenly and reaches for another pot. She holds it between them to show Z a new bud. She has a dozen questions she wants to ask Nellie. Has she never wanted to marry? Has she ever loved anyone or felt desire for another? Nellie has already told her that she cared for her mother when she was ill and that she has lived with Roger for the past 5 years. Is this arrangement all she wants? She pretends to listen as Nellie points out the singular peculiarity of yet another beguiling hybrid. But she hardly hears a word. Only last weekend, she got all itchy with desire around Roger, and now her physical response to Nellie is equally strong. Did her marriage awaken such a strong need that she can't even discern between the sexes? For a moment, she allows herself to wonder what she would feel if she kissed Nellie. But then Nellie startles her by placing a hand on her arm. You might want to be careful with Roger. Pardon me? She feels blood surge into her face. What has he told his sister? I don't know what happened in Miami, but you haven't been yourself since. Roger has that effect on people sometimes. He's unpredictable. He doesn't know when to stop. Oh, she feels a wave of relief that she won't have to explain anything after all. I'm fine, really. A little more prepared for next time, that's all. I don't want you to get hurt. Maybe you won't have to see it. But he has a foul temper. Z shrugs. Thanks, but I'm not proud of my own temper if it comes to that. Nellie turns toward a row of flowering orchids, and with a quick snap of the shears, she decapitates a dendrobium. Z isn't sure what to make of the violent action, but Nellie turns and tucks the flower into her hair. Roger tends not to consider others as much as he should, that's all I'm saying. He's always been like that, and desire is a poor judge of character. She levels a meaningful look at her. That's why I've never given in to my own.